Numbers, chapter 28. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel, and say to them, My offering, and my bread for my sacrifices made by fire, a sweet savor to me, you shall observe to offer to me in their due season. And you shall say to them, This, the offering made by fire, which you shall offer to Yahweh. Two lambs of the first year, without spot, day by day, a continual burnt offering. The one lamb you shall offer in the morning, and the other lamb you shall offer in the evening, and a tenth part of an ephah of flour for a meal offering, mingled with the fourth part of a hin of beaten oil. It is a continual burnt offering, which was ordained in Mount Sinai for a sweet savor, a sacrifice made by fire to Yahweh. And the drink offering of it shall be the fourth part of an hin for the one lamb. In the holy place shall you cause the strong wine to be poured to Yahweh for a drink offering. And the other lamb you shall offer in the evening, like the meal offering of the morning, and like the drink offering of it, you shall offer it, a sacrifice made by fire, of a sweet savor to Yahweh. And on the Sabbath day, two lambs of the first year without spot, and two-tenths deals of flour for a meal offering, mingled with oil, and the drink offering of it. This is the burnt offering of every Sabbath, beside the continual burnt offering, and his drink offering. And in the beginnings of your months you shall offer a burnt offering to Yahweh, two young bullocks and one ram, seven lambs of the first year without spot, and three-tenth deals of flour for a meal offering, mingled with oil, for one bullock, and two-tenth deals of flour for a meal offering mingled with oil for one ram, and a several-tenth deal of flour mingled with oil for a meal offering to one lamb, a burnt offering of a sweet savor, a sacrifice made by fire to Yahweh. And their drink offerings shall be half a hin of wine to a bullock, and a third part of a hin to a ram, and a fourth part of a hin to a lamb. This is the burnt offering of every month throughout the months of the year. And one kid of the goats for a sin offering to Yahweh shall be offered, beside the continual burnt offering and his drink offering. And in the 14th day of the first month is the Passover of Yahweh. And in the 15th day of this month is the feast. 7 days shall unleavened bread be eaten. In the first day shall be a holy convocation. You shall do no manner of servile work within it, but you shall offer a sacrifice made by fire, a burnt offering to Yahweh, two young bullocks and one ram, and seven lambs of the first year. They shall be to you without blemish. And their meal offering shall be of flour mingled with oil. 3/10 deals shall you offer for a bullock, and 2/10 deals for a ram. A several-tenth deal shall you offer for every lamb throughout the seven lambs, and one goat for a sin offering, to make an atonement for you. You shall offer these beside the burnt offering in the morning, which is for a continual burnt offering. After this manner you shall offer daily, throughout the 7 days, the food of the sacrifice made by fire, of a sweet savor to Yahweh. It shall be offered besides the continual burnt offering and his drink offering. And on the 7th day, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work. Also in the day of the first fruits, when you bring a new meal offering to Yahweh, after your weeks be out, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work. But you shall offer the burnt offering for a sweet savor to Yahweh, two young bullocks, one ram, seven lambs of the first year, and their meal offering of flour mingled with oil, 3/10 deals to one bullock, 2/10 deals to one ram, a several-tenth deal to one lamb throughout the seven lambs, and one kid of the goats to make an atonement for you. You shall offer them besides the continual burnt offering and his meal offering. They shall be to you without blemish, and their drink offerings. End of chapter.